This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With days to go before the inauguration of Joe Biden as America's 46th president, America's European allies are preparing for the new administration. For Europe's leaders, Biden's return to the White House, which he left 4 years ago as Barack Obama's vice president, offers a stark contrast, right or wrong, compared to how foreign policy has fared over the last 4 years. And it is even more so in the wake of last week's violence against Congress by agitators supporting U.S. President Donald Trump, focused on deep state conspiracy theories who sought to reverse the result of Biden's presidential election win. Reportedly, at a security conference 2 years ago in Munich, European leaders were tugging at Biden's sleeves in the margins, urging him to run for office. After enduring a rough-and-tough America First speech from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, their nerves were soothed by Mr. Biden, now seen as the most pro-Atlanticist president since George H.W. Bush when he quipped in his address, "This too shall pass, we will be back." Word is 1 week from tomorrow, Inauguration Day for incoming President Joe Biden will feature the presence of over 10,000 National Guardsmen, with an additional 15,000 standing by if needed. New security presence is the obvious repercussion of the violence that took place last week. U.S. President Donald Trump said today that the Democratic lawmakers' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency is absolutely ridiculous.
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
Speaking to reporters for the first time since thousands of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to try to upend his defeat for re-election, the president today is at the Alamo in Texas. This